Oh, glory to your name. Glory to your name. Man, the day has been just crazy awesome. I don't know the other way to say it. The Holy Spirit is a profound, profound, profound teacher. Did I say profound? He's profound. In my prayers, everyone knows him that way. He has many functions. He's the greatest gift the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ could send us apart from salvation. So many facets of his ministry. There's so many facets and operations of what he does. For what he's been doing with us here has been training and equipping us and preparing us. We live in an instantaneous society, so we think the kingdom's will come on our time like that, you know. Some things can come out of the gate quicker than others. When God's training you for fullness and he's training you for hundredfold operations, he's not going to send you out of the gate that fast. Other things can be sent out of the gate because they don't require near the training. But what God's training for, he takes his time. God's been waiting on this as long as we have. A lot longer, amen. He's really opening the doors here. It's amazing. Today I just sat with him probably for a couple of hours at least. I kind of got lost in time, maybe 2 or 3 hours. And everything he was teaching for 5 years, he was culminating in 5 hours. And the purpose, going through every single purpose for everything he showed, and I don't know how he passed that much information through in that amount of time. It was just passing through, and he was showing me every part of this journey we've been on had a purpose. And that purpose was being culminated to unlock the kingdom of God. And I want you to go to Matthew 13. He's been teaching us a lot. We're very wealthy here in the Spirit when it comes to revelation. The Holy Spirit has released a level of wealth in the Spirit revelation. His intentions have always been one thing, to unlock the kingdom, not to do church. He has plenty of people doing church, amen, is to unlock the kingdom of God. And unlock what that is. How does God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. How does God, this is what we've been after. I'm talking about you every day in your life, not your God-ordained occupation. How does God transfer that spiritual inheritance into the earth? And he's been training us for that for a long time. Matthew 13 says this, Matthew 13, 11, he answered and said unto him, unto you it's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is a mystery. Just because you're saved does not entitle you to understand how the kingdom flows. Salvation is not an entitlement to understand. It gives you the capacity to understand it. But salvation alone, you have to be trained. The kingdom is a mystery. You have to be trained in the understanding of how this kingdom releases. How does it come from heaven to earth? You have a part, you have a big part to play in it. But to them it's not given. Whosoever hath, notice this, these mysteries, to him shall be given, and he will have more abundance. But him that hath not these mysteries, to him that does not understand, from him will be taken away even what he has. You don't have the understanding of God's word, the enemy will rend your life, and you can't stop him. The fact that you're saved is the target. The fact that you eat meat in the kingdom of God makes you a greater target. Because they that eat meat are full age, the Bible says. In Hebrews, the partakers of meat are full age. Strong meat belongeth to the full age. Able to discern between good and evil. Do you know what that scripture means? The partakers of meat, strong meat, those who partake of the strong meat is going to equip your discernment faculties to know which tree you're eating off of. The tree of knowledge of good and evil, the tree of life. Because you have no capacity to understand without the strong meat of God's word, creating the discernment, dividing asunder soul and spirit, so you know the difference. Amen. Verse 33. I was in this verse all afternoon. This verse right here is a summation of the entire training and equipping that God has had us in. One verse for 5 years. It summarizes. Yesterday, I just exploded. We were in prayer and I started prophesying and I saw part of this verse and it exploded. I mean, after prayer, I was more excited. I could hardly contain myself. I went in to the Holy Spirit. He said, tell the people, tell them I am training them to operate in the kingdom of God for these last days. He's not training you just to operate in church or operating in anointing. He's training us to operate in the kingdom. That's why he's releasing these revelations. When they release, the world will want them. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people in the body of Christ do not know how to operate in the kingdom. They know how to operate in anointings. They know how to operate in church. They know how to operate in the spirit. They don't know how to operate in the fullness of the kingdom. That's what we're being trained for. Amen. The Bible has a lot to say about it. But listen to this verse, because we've taught into this. You know, you teach in the light he gives, but as you grow and the word grows and as the word matures, then the Holy Spirit's able to teach you at another level. Amen? It's like being taught addition and multiplication, subtraction, and then you go into geometry and then you go into calculus, you know. It's a different level of understanding, but all of it's building blocks. Amen? So the day you graduate, say you graduate. It's like you go to school. Nobody ever questions, especially when they're young, going to college. They know they're going to go for 4 years, at least. They're a doctor 8 years. Some of them 12 years. They don't even question the fact of how long their mind is going to have to be subject to training and to knowledge and understanding to develop the trade for their heart's desire or develop the skill. They don't even question the fact that they're probably going to go in debt unless it's already been paid for there. They don't question time that they have to put in to train for that. But in the kingdom of God, you know, if we don't get it in 30 days, we're off to something else. If we don't get it, you know, in 3 hours, how much more do we have to invest in the kingdom of God? God says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He said he would reward you openly. The Father would reward those who diligently seek. We're learning of a kingdom that can be passed down the generations. A kingdom that can be taught to the whole world. Mysteries that have been hidden like this one right here tonight. I'm just going to do an overview. I told the Lord, I said, I don't even want to go in the notes. I just want to say it. So I'm going to read this scripture and I'm going to exhort. What's in this scripture is now radically transforming. It's going to transform your life. It's going to teach you how to believe the Father. Instead of doing life all your lifetime, there are things the Father wants to get involved in your life. He wants you to know how to receive from him. You're receiving from a spiritual God. You're receiving from an heavenly inheritance that's laid up. There's a process by which that inheritance is going to come down into the earth. And you got to understand that process. It's more than just asking the Father. You have to understand how the process. If we don't know how to receive from him, we'll end up doing a lot of this on our own life. Things that God wants to get involved with. God the Father wants to get involved with paying off your house. God the Father wants to get involved with paying off your car. Because we don't know how he does that. We just accept the fact that we got to pay 30 years on the mortgage, but we'll come to church and shout hallelujah. For 30 years, we'll shout hallelujah. He wants to get involved with the things, your desires. Some people think they can't believe God for anything unless it has to do directly with God's kingdom. God's kingdom includes you and your desires. Know you the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor. God the Father allowed his son to be stripped naked before humanity. Stripped of every possession. He became your poverty. You through his poverty would be made rich. That's an inheritance. That's a substitution right there. We just don't know how to get that down here. Oh, how our life would change if we knew how to receive from our Father. And I'm not talking about receiving his presence. We know how to do that. Receiving peace, we know how to do that. We're receiving love, some of us know how to do that. But what about receiving from him? How does that work? I promise you this, a lot more of us would be receiving from him if we knew how. We would include him in a lot more things in our life if we knew how to receive from him. I'm amazed since he cut down my capacity for the tree of knowledge and good and evil to see that thing. You had to been here to understand what I'm talking about. I am amazed at how many things I work out on my own. I can catch myself doing it now. When you want something or desire something, how you go to work and put it. Now I want you just for a minute to take your job, your occupation, your monthly income, your provision, set it on a shelf. That's your occupation in God. But God is not limited to your occupation. But that's what we do. We limit him. We limit our whole life to our occupation. You don't have to do that. He wants to get involved. There's a big kingdom ready to explode into the earth. Amen? Verse 33, that's why he said, as a man found that treasure hid in the field, he hid it and went and sold all that he had. That's the kind of heart and desire you have to have. You got to know it's there. To the degree you'll go sell out everything to find that treasure. If you're not that hungry for it, you probably won't find it. You got to know there's a pearl of great, great price. And it's worth the diligence and the effort and the hunger and the thirst, the teaching and the training, the seeking and the searching, the knocking to find it. Because this kingdom does not ask the world what it thinks about the circumstances it flows into. It just commands the circumstance. This kingdom, when things get tough, you don't have to run for the hills. This kingdom stands in the face of the world and its systems. It causes them to bow down. Churches don't do that. Our anointings don't do that. But this kingdom will cause the world to bow down immediately. This kingdom, when things are collapsing, does not collapse. Your life will not collapse. 1,000 will fall at my side and 10,000 my right hand. It will not come nigh those that understand the kingdom. In this last hour, good and evil will grow to its greatest proportions. The church is absolutely not ready. But those that understand the kingdom of God will not be moved. I'm trying to get to my verse. I'm preaching. If I could just share with you this panoramic, I see it. The mystery of the kingdom is so perfectly complete. It's amazing. I can't give it all to you in one service. But I could tell you, if you believe me, I'm telling you, the whole thing is on that website. But the whole thing is locked in this one verse right here. Can you believe that? Okay, you ready? Matthew 13:33. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto leaven. I call this message the leaven effect. A yeast, leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until the whole was leaven. There's 5 parts to this parable. There's leaven. Now, most of the time when leaven's mentioned, it's mentioned in a negative context. Talking about sin. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Just a little bit of sin, let it go. You know how sin is. Give it an inch, it takes a mile. It's never satisfied. But this particular verse here, leaven is used to understand the kingdom of God and the power in it, and the understanding of it. There's 5 parts in this parable. There's leaven, there is the woman, And then there's three separate measures. Now, I've taught into this, but I didn't get it all right until yesterday. I got some of it right. And today, the Holy Spirit got it all right. Amen? But the download I got yesterday, just when I saw it, as I preached before, the leaven was faith. The leaven here is not faith, but faith is a part. In fact, faith is one of the measures. The Holy Spirit's interpretation, the way he's culminated this, the leaven is the kingdom of God within you. The leaven is Christ in you. Paul said, I've been called to preach this mystery of the ages. It's hidden in God from the foundations of the world, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The leaven is the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. Say, the law of the Spirit of life that gets activated. You know something about leaven? It's amazing. I started looking up on how to bake bread. Leaven needs hot water. You get that yeast, you put water in there, you get it hot. But that leaven, they take that leaven. See, the leaven is the miracle. It's what causes that expansion. See, you hide in three measures of meal, and it causes this supernatural expansion. And that expansion causes, that's what we're looking for. See, we're looking for this expansion. We're looking for this to explode. We're looking for something that causes all this to activate on the inside of us. See, the kingdom of God inside of you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you don't hide in certain things, it goes dormant. It doesn't activate. You need to hide in things that cause it, and that leaven will get in there and it'll activate. And the activation is what causes the prayer to get answered. The activation is what causes your mustard seed faith to explode into the God kind of faith. You hide it in and something happens in there. You hide it into the bowl with the Spirit of God inside you. You hide it into Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, the kingdom of God, when you're born again, he placed that kingdom within you. The kingdom of God is what? Within you. But there has to be interaction in there. And the very first thing you need is the baker. The woman that knows how to bake the bread of life. You gotta have the baker. That's when the Father says, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? Because you're going to need him. He's the one that's going to put the ingredients together. He knows exactly what he needs to produce the bread of life. He knows. He knows how the ingredients, he knows how to teach it. He knows. The woman is that proverbial Proverbs 31 woman, the woman of wisdom, she knows how to bake the bread of life. She knows how to put that in there and teach you how to do it. She knows what ingredients you need. She knows how to get it in there. Amen? And then, Holy Spirit's our helper. He, she. You have to hear my teaching on the woman of wisdom. He, she, the helper, putting that together. Amen? Then you have the three measures. Say the three. It's the most important of all. The reason why the kingdom doesn't work is we don't have it right. We're getting it right. And these three measures, one of them is the Word of God. The second measure is what I want to call mustard seed faith. Seed faith. A lot of you think that when you believe God for something, and this is the greatest mystery, that you have to have believing for the whole. He's not requiring you to believe him for the whole. He's only requiring you to operate in seed faith. And I'm not talking about taking offering, because that's been a little bit distorted because everyone thinks of seed faith as an offering. But Jesus didn't ever teach that in context with an offering. I'm talking about seed faith, having the faith as the grain of a mustard seed. You could say to the mountain, it'd be that removed. There's four operations of faith. Three measures: the word, then faith that has four separate operations. Say four. First measure, faith cometh by hearing. It's hearing faith. That's how you get introduced to salvation. Romans 10. Second measure is receiving faith. Must develop receiving faith. Must be able to receive the kingdom of God. Receive the word of God. Receive creative dunamis power. Receive the promises. Receive the grace of God. Receive, say receive. Then there's acknowledging faith. The communication of your faith. The communication of your faith becomes effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ. You can't get the good things in there until you learn to have receiving faith. Receiving faith brings the kingdom of God into you. The Holy Spirit is the one doing the transferring, but He's teaching you along the lines of faith, and He's transferring promises. He's transferring word. He's transferring. To hear the word of the kingdom, understand the word of the kingdom, receive the word of the kingdom. That's receiving faith. Then you have acknowledging faith. All this is part of this process, by the way. And then you have faith that speaks. And it's all in that order, by the way. You want to hear it again? Faith, hearing faith, introduces you to the kingdom of God. Faith come by the hearing, hearing by the word. That faith was directly talking in Romans 10 about going to the world. How can they hear unless they have a preacher? So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. That introduces you to salvation. Then you have receiving faith working in conjunction with your teacher, the Holy Spirit, whereby He begins to transfer the promises of God to you, transfers the word of God to you. The word, hearing the word of the kingdom, having that word transferred to you, that's called receiving faith. It's also the faith that receives creative dunamis power. Got to develop it. Mark 11, have what faith? In God. Didn't say have faith in yourself. Didn't say have faith in the world's systems. Didn't have faith in the world's ways. Didn't have faith in man. Don't put your faith in the confidence of man. Don't put your faith in what man's telling you. Don't put your faith in date, time, seasons, feast. Put faith in God. Say in God. That's a pretty big revelation. Because everybody thinks they do it. He says, and when you stand praying, here's how receiving faith works. Believe what? That you receive. And you shall have. That's what I was telling my daughter on the way over here. My God shall supply all of my needs, or your needs, according what? To His riches in glory. That's spiritual. Riches in glory have to be transferred to you before the manifestation. Riches in glory are riches in glory. It's the same as my God. He said He blessed you with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. That's great. Still got to get here. Have to develop receiving faith. It's got to be received in your spirit. Receiving faith. That's all the Holy Spirit's going to work with you. It's the very first faith He works with. After faith for salvation, He begins develop receiving faith, transferring faith. It's where He transfers promises. What you don't realize is when He's bringing a promise, He's bringing something spiritual out of heaven down into your spirit. He's transferring promise to you. That's a living promise out of the riches of His glory. That promise is designed to be manifested into the earth. It doesn't just have to be a promise, it can be a desire. Delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. But it's got to be transferred. That's why you have to have receiving faith. You must, say must, believe that you receive and you shall have. The shall have is in the earth. You receive. What am I receiving? God transfers spiritual things like His Word. We know the world were framed. Now, I've heard this taught as a generation, but I actually believe this verse is very specifically talking about creation. We know that creation, the worlds, were framed by the Word of God. They were set in order. Universe, mountains, lakes, seas, lands were framed, set in order by the Word of God. So the things that are seen, mountains, lakes, stars, universe, were not made by things that do appear. Do you get that? Scientists will tell you that the universe that's here, it all came out of that. Boom. But that's something that's coming out of what already appeared. He's saying everything that was created was created by something that does not appear. The worlds are framed by the Word of God, so the things that are seen, everything you see, were not made by the things that you see. That's pretty deep, isn't it? The things that were created were not made by the things you see. The things you see were not made by the things you see. What were they made by? That's what he's saying. The things you see were not made by the things you see. They were made by the Word of God. They were made by an invisible Word that came down. See, God spoke that Word. He transfers the invisible, but I'm carried in the realm of the visible. That's receiving faith. Gotta have it. If you're not pregnant with heaven, what do you think God has to work with? You're looking for a miracle out there. Because that's all you got is a miracle. You have to have something working inside of you. You have to have something working in there. Receiving faith. And that's why he said once you got receiving faith, you shift to acknowledging faith. The communication of my faith, Philemon says, becomes effectual by the acknowledging, Philemon 1 and 6, the acknowledging of every good thing. You remember all these sermons we taught on that? He's putting it all together. By the acknowledging of every good thing that's in me in Christ. What's all in there? All that gets transferred into Christ in you. What did I tell you the leaven was? Christ in you. Where's the Holy Spirit doing? He's transferring the measures. He's transferring the Word. He's taking your faith and transferring it in. You see, he's transferring and then he's having you acknowledge. See, that's faith, mixing the faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, he said, let us fear. That's the promise of us, of entering into the promised land. Let us fear. Essentially, we have a promise. We come to fall short of it like they did. They could not enter in because they didn't mix faith, the Bible says, with the Word. Go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4 verse 1. Oh, the mystery of the kingdom of God. See, you think you have to have big faith. You really don't. You just got to have ingredient faith, component faith. You're not responsible for baking the cake. You're not responsible for how it's going to come out. What the Holy Spirit wants from you is how to get the ingredients in. You got to cooperate with Him to get the proper ingredients into. And so the leaven can go to work. So Christ in you, the hope of glory, can release its leaven into the measures and the explosion happens. That's when you get to answer prayer. That's when the mountain moves. That's when Christ in you explodes into manifestation. But if you don't get the ingredients, you don't get that pop that the leaven gives you. So you walk around dormant on the inside. When the dormant is all we do is come back and forth to church. It's like the $1 bill. Back and forth to church. Back and forth to church. Amazing how the $100 bill doesn't get to church very often. $1 bill, man, he just in and out. All the time, praise the Lord. Hebrews 4 verse 1. Listen to this. Let us therefore fear lest the promise being left of us of entering into his rest. The rest was the foreshadowing of the promised land. So lest there been a promise given to us of a promised land. How many of you got a promised land living inside of you right now? Raise your hand. You got a promise. You can't live around here very often without getting a promise. We are beyond pregnant with promises. Verse 2. For unto us Look at this. Was the gospel preached as well unto them? They had the gospel preached to them. The gospel was the promised land. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. See, if faith doesn't get mixed with the word properly, you don't get that release. See, now the Holy Spirit is going to take mustard seed faith and turning into mountain moving faith. He never said you have to have mountain faith. He said if you have faith that works like the grain of a mustard seed, he wants you to understand how the kingdom works. He's the one that's going to do the expansion. He's the one that's going to take all these ingredients and put it with that leaven and that yeast, and it's going to cause that explosion where that bread just goes, that's the bread of life. That's what we want. That's what we want for a personal prayer request. That's what we want for the apostolic government to come forth. We've got to get the ingredients right. Believe that you receive. Receiving faith, the communication faith, or acknowledging faith, that's what causes the constant, the acknowledging of it. It constantly keeps it in the midst of your heart. Then you have faith that speaks. You can say unto the mountain. People are trying to speak when they don't even have phase two yet. They have nothing received yet. You got to have it dwelling in you, see. That's the four phases. That's just one of the three. You get that? I'll say that again. You have the kingdom of God, which is 11. You have the Holy Spirit, which is the woman. He's putting all this together. He, she, proverbial woman of wisdom. You should hear my teaching on that. You'll love it. And then the three measures. First measure is the word. Second measure, faith. Third measure. In faith, there's four different operations of faith. Okay, ready? Three measures. The woman's going to hide in three measures to the leaven. The leaven needs three measures, okay? First measure's the word. Second measure's faith. Within faith, there's four operations of faith. The four operations are hearing faith, receiving faith, acknowledging faith, speaking faith. Got it? Hear, receive, acknowledge, speak. Hear, receive, acknowledge, speak. That's faith. That's the second measure. Then the third measure. Creative dunamis power. Paul, when he go to the churches, was constantly praying for creative dunamis power. When virtue flowed out of Christ, that was dunamis power. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond all that we ask or think, what? According to the dunamis power that's working in us. The Father's working our prayer requests in accordance to the dunamis that's working inside of us. If dunamis power is not working inside of us, he's not working a promise. According to the dunamis power that's working inside of us, that also comes by receiving faith. You receive dunamis power. Father, grant us according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with all dunamis power. Gotta have dunamis power. Say, gotta have it. Mary received dunamis. Sarah received dunamis. Now once you go to Romans 4, you're going to love this. We taught whole series on dunamis just for that one little measure. We taught whole series on keeping the word for that one measure. We taught whole series on faith for that one measure. Called three different series on kingdom transference and the kingdom within just to understand that one operation of leaven. Everything the Holy Spirit has been teaching, but he wants us to get it. Now it's all coming together. Oh, by the way, part of that word you're keeping when you receive that word, remember, hear the word, understand the word of the kingdom, receive the word of the kingdom, keep the word of the kingdom. That is the major, major, major operation of how the kingdom works. Because without keeping his word, there's no division of soul and son, soul and spirit. When you keep his word, there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. He's going to locate what's in the way, even when you don't know what's in the way. He located a big, 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 big mountain last week. He said there's nothing hidden when he's speaking about the word that shall not be revealed. Is the word of God set to be set under a table? Is it not to be put upon a lampstand, on a candlestick, to give light to the whole house? You're the house that's going to light. Where there's nothing hidden in darkness that shall not be revealed. That word must locate it. And as it's kept, it's going to search the heart. See, The Holy Spirit's going to take the word. He's going to search the heart. He's going to find out what's between you and that promise, even when you don't know. He may not do it in 1 month, may not do it in 2, but he's working his plan. He's working on something called strongholds. He'll identify them. And when he gets ready, when he knows you're ready, and he's ready, and the light's ready, and the word's ready, he'll cut the tree down in 5 seconds flat. One session, he cut a tree down, and the enemy been using me against me all my life. All my Christian life, he's been using that against me. Achilles heel that I struggle with, he cut it down. I'm not talking about sin, I'm talking about doubt. I'm talking about praying to a God for the kingdom, and then going working it out there on my own. Taking the kingdom promises in here and going attaching them to something in the world and say, oh, that's how you're going to do it. That's how wealth transfers has come. That's how it's going to happen. Whatever you bind on the earth will be bound in heaven. Take the heavenly thing and bind it to the earth and you get nothing. But you can't see you're doing that. But the word can see it. And it's amazing how clear you see now when he cuts it down. We see clearly. You know the first thing he did when he cut that tree down? Took it right back to the training on birthing the kingdom. Right back in there says, now I want to teach you. Now get this. How to hold the kingdom of God in your heart. I want to teach you how to hold prayer requests in your heart. I want to teach you how to hold 50 different things in your heart at one time. I want to teach you the power of a human believer that has Christ in them, the hope of glory. I want to teach you how the kingdom transfers. You think you're just going to pray to God and you're going to look for his prayer out there. It don't work that way. When you pray to God, the Holy Spirit's going to transfer that into your domain, into the kingdom within you. You have to understand how that transference works or you're not going to get answered prayer, not continuously. Now go to Romans. Romans 4. Ooh, this is a good one. Abraham got this. And listen to this. What I want you to do from this message is to know that you can pray for something that you want. It's not that hard. Once you get all the understanding, it becomes second nature. But you got to understand the mystery of the kingdom. If you don't, you're going to miss a line, and I'll show you how. You'll pray to the Father, Father, I'm asking for this, and you're looking for it out here. That's not what the Father does. He directly transfers what you're asking by the Holy Spirit out of the riches of glory in Christ. He transfers that to you. The Father doesn't do the manifesting out here. The Father does the transferring into you. The Holy Spirit takes what the Father transferred to you and he manifests it out here. He takes the riches and glory, spiritual inheritance of the Father. As soon as the Father says yes, you know what he does? He authorizes the transference out of the riches and glory. The transference of dunamis to go into the Word with faith. Dunamis is one of the last things that gets transferred. This is called creative dunamis. There's all kinds of dunamis, but the creative dunamis, it comes in. It's the power of God. It's the Holy Spirit. Mary was overshadowed with the Holy Spirit and power. By faith, Sarah received it at the final throw, and she gave birth. Amen? This last part is where the Father authorizes the dunamis to your request. That dunamis comes in here. The Holy Spirit takes the dunamis. All right, ready? And he mixes it with your faith, and he mixes it with the word. All right? When he takes those three, mixes them, then what he does, he takes those and he hides them into the leaven of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, what happens there when those three elements get involved and get hidden into that leaven, and that leaven gets mixed into it, Christ in you, when that happens, bam. It's just like when you watch that bread, just those elements just go. That's the secret. That's why you don't have to have big faith. You need receiving faith. You need acknowledging faith. Don't worry about moving the mountain. The Holy Ghost is going to do that for you. He needs the ingredients, the components. He's the one mixing. He's the one baking the cake. He's the one creating the bread of life inside of you. How many times have we shoved it in the oven, had it all ready, and then we misplaced our faith and said, oh, God, we got to start over again. Verse 20, Romans 4, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You ready for this? Being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. He You know what that word Abel is? It's an offshoot of dunamis. It's dynatos. It has the same root word as all the other dunamis. Dunamis. He's able to perform it. Now let's read this with the Holy Spirit definition in mind. Same verse. Abraham, being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he, God, was able to perform by way or through his dunamis power. That's what that verse means. He was able to do it by way of his dunamis power. He was fully persuaded. Abraham knew of dunamis back in his day. Sarah knew of dunamis. Christ ministered in dunamis. God does exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we can ask or think according to dunamis that's working in us. God, attach yourself to receive dunamis. See, we are the ones that receive. We got to hone in on the dunamis scriptures and receive dunamis. But you got to have that word there. You got to have that promise. And see, faith is mixing. And the Holy Spirit, when he gets it right, he's going to add and he's going to hide the three measures into the leaven. When he does, that's when the explosion comes. That's when the prayer gets answered. Once you start understanding this operation, it'll be second nature. And here's what the Lord told me to tell you. It's to teach them to hide things in their heart. Teach them to hold desires into their heart. Why do you think the enemy comes immediately for what's sown in the heart? Solomon said, guard the heart with all diligence, for out of it's flowing the issues of life. It's the way God set it up, from old to new. You have to have what's in here in all the components. Learn to hold. We were doing this before, and each time I got sidetracked, because I'd take all this stuff and look for something to fulfill it. Say, have faith in God. Who is able? God is able to do it. He doesn't need you to do it. He needs you to cooperate with the baking process. God will bake the bread. He knows how to introduce the leaven at the perfect time. He knows when to introduce dunamis at the perfect time. He knows how to create that. So he's going to take your mustard seed faith that receives the kingdom. He's going to add it with dunamis and add it with the word. And he's going to add it with leaven. And when he does, your mustard seed faith is going to become the God kind of faith. It's going to go in one way and come out another way. Just like the cake goes in one way, the dough goes in and it comes out another way. The flour goes in and it comes out another way. The other way God's going to do. Just learn to hold. Now let's take this down to ABC. Let's take this down to closing. I know I've been trained to carry the whole apostolic thing in my heart. I mean, that's what I've been trained for. But those of you just getting introduced, I want you to take a desire of your heart. But I want you to take something you can't do. But something that's, because you're going to attach to a desire of your heart a lot faster. A sanctioned, God-ordained desire of your heart. Something that you want. What do you want? I want you to think, what do I really want? The first thing I want you to do is you get that. I want you to learn to receive and hold that desire as an image in your heart. And I want you to hold the word that goes with that desire. My God shall supply of your need if it's a natural thing, according to his riches and glory. Then I want you to receive. As you hold that on a daily basis, you hold his word, you hold that desire. I want you to practice receiving from the Father every day. Father, I receive. I ask you in the name of Jesus, from which all this comes, and I receive the creative dunamis power. Now unto you, Father, that's able to do this according to this dunamis power that's working in me. Receive dunamis. Hold the desire. Hold the word. And then fellowship with the Holy Spirit, because all this is being held in the kingdom of God. And within the kingdom of God, within you, is a leaven. It's this God-ordained operation that's going to cause this expansion. As you hold it into the heart and you don't let it go. That's the key. Don't let it go. Too many people operate in faith, they let it go too soon. They let the enemy steal it. By the time you start operating in faith, all hell breaks loose around your life. And all you're doing is fixing up all the problems that have broken loose all around your life. And you forgot what you're believing for.
That was totally by design of the enemy. He designed that. You got to take something and hold it there. Hold the image. Hold the desire. Receive. Practice faith receiving. When you stand believing, when you stand praying, believe that you receive and you shall have. Receive the dunamis. Receive the word of God. Mix faith. Believe the Holy Spirit's going to hide all that and mix it in to the kingdom of God within you and mix it into Christ, and he's going to mix it into the leaven. And the leaven is the mystery. Don't think you're responsible for the manifestation out there. Don't look for how you're going to do it out there. That's one of the things that binds you, by the way. You start believing God, and then your soul starts working out how you're going to get that desire. And it starts looking to the world, or looking to yourself, and looking, starts calculating what you're doing. That's the doubt, see. That's where you've got to take that and pull it, rein it back in, and surrender it and say, no, Father, you're well able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or think, according to your power that's working in me. Let God do it. Let God do it. If you do it, you're going to bind it to the earth. You're going to bind it to your flesh. You're going to bind it to the old system, and nothing's going to happen. This is what the Lord told me. He said, if you'll teach them to hold this, I'm going to teach them that I will not only answer the desires of their heart, I will use them to birth my kingdom. Start with one thing. By the time we're done, you're going to be carrying 50 things at one time. And you're going to start seeing God the Father answer prayer. Prayer for the cities. Prayer for the community. Prayer for the nation. Prayer for you. To know that God loves you enough to answer and give you something you want and come directly from the Father, and you didn't do it. When you know God like that, you know God. When you know you can pray and he'll give you that, and he'll give it to you again, he'll make a way, there's no way, but don't put your hand to it. That's doubt not in the heart. Don't become double-minded. One minute asking God for it, and then the next minute looking to the world for its answer. You cannot take a heavenly thing and bind it to an earthly system. The Holy Spirit's going to do the mixing. How do I know? How long? Holy Spirit is going to let you know when it's right. He's going to give you a victory report within. The leaven's going to get introduced to dunamis, and it's going to explode on the inside of you. Joy will erupt out of you. Happiness will erupt out of you. Victory will erupt out of you. See, to those who walk in the Spirit, God always reports in the Spirit before it happens in the natural, because it's coming out of the Spirit. You'll know you're going to get it before you get it. That's why I said, believe you receive it. Because once the transference of dunamis comes, you got it. Amen? Let's give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. So you have leaven, you have the woman, you have the three measures and four operations of faith. That pretty much summarizes the kingdom. Amen. Now, who's going to give birth first? Who's going to give birth first? Amen. We all got to operate where we're at, but God wants us to birth the kingdom. Amen. Because he's got a lot to come out of that kingdom. Not just desires of your heart, desires of his heart. He's got a lot he wants to bring out. The Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you this. He said, when dunamis and the measures are mixed into the leaven, you will come out with speaking faith. Most are trying to move mountains, but that's the God kind of faith. That's faith that's been mixed in with the leaven. That's post-leaven faith. That's faith to speak after the leaven has had its effect. You will come out with a God kind of faith, says the Spirit of God. You will speak to mountains and they'll move. Many have tried to speak and they're not prepared. Use your faith to receive. Use your faith, says the Spirit of grace. Hold my promises. Hold the image of those things. Hold my kingdom. Know that the Holy Spirit, know that my Spirit is preparing the bread of life within you to be served to the world. Know that my Spirit is preparing the bread of life to be served to the world. This is bread the world's going to eat from. A table of the kingdom of God where the blind will see and the deaf will hear. And the dumb, the tongue of the dumb will sing. The tongue of the dumb will sing, says the Spirit of grace. I'm preparing. He will speak and it will happen right in front of your eyes. That's the God kind of faith. That's after leaven has had its effect. That's after Christ is dwelling in your heart. As the law of the Spirit of life has been activated with the three measures. Give yourself wholly to these things. The kingdom is like a man that sees this treasure. Sees the potential, but goes and sells everything he has. To come back to the treasure of the kingdom. Believe in the Father. Believe in the Son. Believe in the Holy Spirit. Believe in the Word. Believe in dunamis power. Believe in the kingdom of God within you. Believe in the leaven. Believe in the miraculous, the final creative force whereby the Father will employ to answer your prayer. God is able by way of his dunamis power. Receive, Father. No more us. We acknowledge we cannot do it, Father. We acknowledge we will not do it. Father, we loose the cords and the chains and break them that have bound the promises to the earth, to human sufficiency, to the world and its systems, to ocular evidence and ocular testimony. Let the chains be loosed from the garden of this house. The Spirit be liberated to believe. In the Most High God, all things are possible to him that believeth. Let the measures go in. Let mustard seed faith go in and come out. God kind of faith that speaks to mountains. We offer our faith to you, Holy Spirit. We offer these words as an offering. We keep your words as the offering. Fathers, you're separating by the light. The sufficiency, self-sufficiency, man's sufficiency. The sufficiency comes from the world systems and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. As you're separating those trees with you as the tree of life. That we only eat from this tree. We are the church of Philadelphia that keepeth your word. It's absolute dependent upon heaven above. No dependency of the flesh. We keep your word. We receive dunamis. Dunamis. Creative dunamis. For the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen by the things that are made, even his eternal dunamis power. That which is invisible in us will be clearly seen. That creative force that's working in conjunction with the Word of God in our faith, whereby the Holy Spirit is employing to manifest the invisible kingdom of God into the earth. The invisible faith, invisible word, invisible dunamis, all introduced, being introduced to the leaven, where the Holy Spirit's going to draw out the invisible into the visible world. The invisible will be made visible now. It's just the Spirit of grace, the God kind of faith, to speak and the kingdom of God will manifest from your words, the post-leaven faith, the faith that everyone's looking for, the faith that moves mountains, the faith for the God of the impossible. That faith is produced by leaven alone, says the Spirit of grace. That faith is only produced by the leaven. Offer the seed faith to me. Grant
the dunamis, Father. We offer our seed faith to you. The word we hold in our heart, receiving faith, acknowledging faith. You're going to turn it in to the God kind of faith. Realm of the impossible. Speak to the mountains and they will move. Faith. I bring you, says the Spirit of grace, for faith to believe the impossible. For faith to see the impossible things come to life. Take, Father, the offering of our seed faith. Take the word that we have kept. Grant the dunamis power to be mixed into the leaven. Let us come out with a God kind of faith. The faith that moves mountains. The faith that moves mountains. Those who spend time, you have to put your spirit before me. You can hold the kingdom. You can hold desire. You can hold. I'm going to teach you how to hold 50 things at one time. You're going to be seeing prayers answered one after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. And your testimony will be, it's our Father's good pleasure to have given us this kingdom. You'll have the confidence in the Father as I, the Son, have had. Where I could pray to the Father, know He would answer. You will know the Father as I know Him. You'll be known of the Father. So it's the kingdom of heaven within you. The kingdom of God within you is like leaven, which the Holy Spirit took and hid the three measures of the word, faith, and dunamis power until the whole was leavened, until the whole kingdom released out of you like rivers of living water. For out of your innermost being will flow the rivers of living water. The whole will be leavened. The whole.